Check out the BU Podcasting community at BUPodcasting.com.
Welcome to Akron Community Voice, a partnership with Be Me Akron and BUPodcasting.com. Now here's your hosts, Kat McDaniel and Ace Epps.
Good morning, good morning. If you're listening to this, it is Sunday. And if you're checking it out outside of Sunday, well, you missed it when we first posted. Listen, my name is Ace Epps. I'm going to be your pilot for the next half an hour or so. Listen, we might even get this done in 20 minutes, man. I have somebody sitting here next to me. But before I introduce her, I want to give a good shout out to my girl all the way in Bali, Kat McDaniel. So clap for Kat McDaniel. She should be here soon. She's missing the whole month, but we're having a good time. We see you on Facebook doing your thing. We see you on your Facebook doing your thing. But listen, in the studio today, we have a person that I've met several years ago. And just, I'm a fan. When I tell you I'm a fan, I'm a true fan. This lady is awesome. She has a company called Peak Institute, right? And she's a coach, an executive coach, a bona fide coach. She's helping people. She's focused in the diversity, equity, inclusion space. And she's just an all-around super awesome chick. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dr. Longmire, Constance Longmire, Dr. C, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, good to be here.
How you doing?
I'm well. Man, thank you. First of all,
listen, if you don't know this lady, man, you should have read about her in the paper and saw her on the news. This lady is awesome. She's doing great things. But before we get into the great things, we like to be able to tell you what's on our timeline and events that we see. I'm going to let you start off. Dr. C, what you got going on?
Oh, something exciting coming up. On September the 26th, we are starting our coaching classes where we are certifying life coaches. So those who are interested in being a life coach, just email me, let me know, and we will get you taken care of. You can go right to my website, www.peakinstitute.com. That's P-E-E-K institute.com to become a certified life coach.
A certified life coach. What's that email again?
It's www.peakinstitute.com.
Peakinstitute.com. Okay, so listen, I want to be able to let people know, man, that there's a lot of stuff going on in the city of Akron. All right, so for first and foremost, I want to let people know about a lot of things that's going on down at Bounce Innovation Hub. Yes, shameless plug, I work at Bounce Innovation Hub, right? So there is a startup showcase. What is a startup showcase? So the startup showcase at bounceinnovation.org is an opportunity for people to come out, go through some workshops, learn a couple things, but more importantly, be able to find different resources that you can use to be able to make your business more than what it is today. All right, so 16 days until the thing starts, September the 29th, right? We got some sponsors, man. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff again. Join us for entrepreneur-focused workshops, networking, and business spotlights, right? Thank you to our event sponsors. We are grateful for those people. Listen, we got presenting sponsors, Akron Energy, First Energy. We got Burton D. Morgan. We got Chase and PNC. We got a lot of people, man, that's going to be doing this. Again, it's the Startup Showcase 2020. Come down to Bounce Innovation Hub. Check us out. You can go on our website and get information, bouncehub.org, www.bouncehub.org. All right, so that's it. That's our announcement for today. Give it up for us. Give us so clap for them.
There's a lot of great things going on.
There's a lot of great things. Speaking of great things, listen, this lady has a show too. Can we get into your show?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it now. I was honored to be on her show, and I'm gonna send y'all a link out for that too. But listen, let's talk about your show. What is it? What's it called?
It's called Intentional Living.
Okay.
Intentional Living with Dr. Constance Longmire. And literally, I bring in people of purpose.
Okay.
If you're making a difference, you're helping people, I'm bringing in people of purpose.
Okay.
And we're having a good time talking.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, my gosh. I want to say maybe 4.5 years now.
Okay. Okay.
4.5 years, almost 5 years.
Right. Now, this is a visual. This is a visual. You can see this on, what's the website?
It's you can sit on my website, www.peakinstitute.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Community Focus,
it's
an app. It's Community Focus app. And if you download the app, you look for Intentional Living, I'm on there.
Okay, okay. So listen, she said people of purpose is who she looks for. If you're a person of purpose, you can get at me or you can reach out to Dr. C. And we're just going to look over your LinkedIn page and see what you're doing.
That part.
That's what we're going to see what
that,
you're doing.
That part.
And if it resonates with the boss dog lady, then she may reach out to you. Listen, again, you can check her out at peakinstitute.com. That's P-E-E-K institute.com. So how did you get into that? When did you know you had a voice to be able to reach people, whether it's through your TV show, podcasting, or even coaching?
Oh, my God. That's such a deep question because years and years and years ago, I was so shy.
What?
I know. I still have my moments.
Okay.
I do have my moments, but I was an extremely shy child, and just growing up, maturing, and having a desire to speak. And when it just so happened, when I would speak, people would listen.
Right, right.
And I said, let's do something with that gift. So I started working with it, reading, and just researching people who speak.
Okay.
And getting mentors, getting to coach myself.
Right, right, right.
And just starting working with it because I love it. I get energy from people, whether I'm with a crowd
or
one-on-one like we're doing.
Sure.
I'm just feeding off the energy in the room, and I'm loving it.
Man, listen, this lady was one of our featured speakers at our talk space.
Talk space for all our podcasters. We got together and we just talked about what was important to us.
Right.
And we were able to showcase our gift, our talent, or our purpose.
Right.
And it was a packed room.
It was packed.
It was packed. And we even had vendor tables for those who were selling their products and things like that. But it talk about high energy and who's who was in the room.
Yes.
It was the place to be.
Dr. C came up there with the hourglass. Listen, she came through with a big hourglass, holding it with one hand, dragging it like boom. And she basically is like, don't waste this time. Tell us, give us in a nutshell what you were talking about that day.
Literally how precious time is. We waste so much time. Either we're frivolous talking, we're strolling, where our thoughts are taking us to woulda, shoulda, coulda. All those are just time. They're time stealers.
I'll
tell you, the biggest thief is tomorrow. We put everything off to tomorrow. Tomorrow's like, I'm full. Can you just do it already? We put it off to tomorrow.
Okay.
And so what we have to do is value time. And when we value ourselves, we value time.
Man.
Because time is precious.
Man, first of all, I am blessed today. I don't know what I've done today to be able to have Dr. C in here with me, right? And I'm sharing that moment with you. You could check us out every Sunday on our Facebook page. But, of course, anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, and all of that. Listen, I'm sitting here with the one, the only Dr. C, Constance Longmire. Let's talk about the stuff you do with your coaching. Are you coaching only executives or do you coach a person who just needs some professional development?
I do both.
Okay.
I do both.
Let's talk about it. Yes.
Primarily, people who come to me, they're executives. They have higher level positions.
Okay.
And those are heavy for us.
Right.
Making the right decision, doing the right thing. You have a meeting, and some of us are people of color.
Right.
Are in positions that we never had. We don't have mentors.
Oh, come on.
And they promote us. We're promoted. We're glad to be promoted.
Yeah.
But then we develop these habits where we're there. We stay late.
Yeah.
We come in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We don't have a life. We feel obligated.
Right.
And sometimes people, for a coach, they just want accountability. So I do that too. It's like we make lists. Let's stick to this list. Let's give you accountable. Let's make you accountable. Let's give it a procrastination. Because procrastination is gift-wrapped fear.
Oh. So she said procrastination is gift rap fear. Have you ever heard of the, I think it's shrunken down Negro syndrome? Yeah, so this is, you don't know about it. This is what I've just gotten. Like, sometimes we would take somebody as incredible as Dr. C and put her in the workplace, and her boss, it could be white, it could be whatever, you feel that you can't be as vibrant as you normally are. You can't be this boss, this person who can make decisions, this person who can make impactful, meaningful work. But what happens is sometimes you're forced to shrink yourself and humble yourself. And in the Bible, it says, humble yourself where? Unto who?
Yes.
The Lord. Right. Don't say your boss.
That's it.
It don't say humble yourself to the boss. It doesn't say humble yourself to your mate. It says that. So we have to be able to be in a space where we are beginning to put both hands on our hips, man, like a superhero, and own that superhero vibe, and be able to be in that space. Now, I don't mean cocky. That's not what I'm meaning.
No.
I'm just saying you have been hired for a reason. Don't dull your shine. Begin to be able to walk into that space of confidence to know that you are who you say you are and who they hire, right?
That's it. And speak up. When you're in those spaces and at that table, unfortunately, we're judged.
Right.
We're judged. And it's right. Like it's all of us. By one person, they're seeing all of us. That's how they see us. Mm-hmm. So while you're there, take advantage. Take that leverage.
Right.
And speak up. Ask questions. Get involved.
I got you. And this is great. Listen, just talking to you, getting some information. We're getting $1 million worth of coaching right now. What would you say to people who are bad at multitasking as far as getting stuff done? Right? Like you said, tomorrow is the biggest thief. Right? What do you do to help somebody who's like trying to, can't chew gum and walk at the same time professionally?
And that happens because sometimes, that split focus and that multitasking, is overrated.
Multitasking is overrated?
It's overrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, how many people can do 5 things well at the same time?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about well.
Well.
Impactful. Yeah.
We just can't do it.
No, it's not happening.
We'll start about 5 or 4 or 3 different things. And then we'll move on. Then we'll stop. We'll go to something else. And then we have all these tasks that I've not completed. What we have to do is make a list of what has to be done and prioritize it.
Right.
Prioritize the list and then get done what you can get done. The average list, to-do list, should include about 5 things.
It should what?
Include 5 things.
Okay. These are like, would you consider these... This is the to-do list, but creating action steps to be able to even complete them?
Including that, yes.
Yes.
We need that.
Yes.
Because if not action and it becomes a wish list.
It becomes
in the garbage, self-defeat. We mad at ourselves. Then we're going to overeat. There we go.
Yes.
Then we're going to overdo something.
You're talking about me. Stop it. But that's great, man, to be able to say, listen, if you have a list, and then you don't have any action steps to be able to achieve these lists or even being able to have milestones indicated in that list, you are making yourself a wish list. We're not into wishing. We're into making things happen.
Absolutely. You got to make it happen because that's going to help you feel good.
Yeah.
That's part of the self-esteem, part of the confidence.
Okay.
Power, getting your power back.
Your power back. What do you think about being able to recognize when you probably had, let's just say, you're stench at a job, like when you know it's time to tap out? What are some indicators that you think when it's like, I think it's time to tap out? What do you think?
I'll make this short story shorter. I had that experience. I was at a place, and I knew it was over. I knew the lady had sung. They said that.
Yeah, the fat lady had sung. Yeah,
I didn't say that word, A.C.
I said, oh, damn, you can't say that no more. The lady
has sung.
Okay, there you go. Boom. I'm staying corrected. Dr. C is in the place to be. Let's go.
So you have to acknowledge that because there are signs to let us know it's no longer there.
Right.
We don't have that spark, that desire, that passion.
Yeah.
I will go to the place where I was employed and just sit in the parking lot. Literally, because I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I was making myself do something that I knew it was over.
Yeah.
And when you know it's over, people around you know it's over. They're just waiting for you.
Yep. To tap out.
That's it.
It's like a relationship. You know it's done. And then if I come home and you're not at home and I don't care.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall.
That's it.
I always think about that and be thinking about assessments, right? Do we do assessments enough at work? You know, I know people who do assessments. I usually do one every 3 years, right? You look at it, and the first thing I look and say, in 3 years, have I done what I came here to do? Is it moving in the direction? Are we succeeding? Is the numbers great? And then I wonder, is the mission the same? Sometimes that mission has changed because you've achieved goals. But now, is it the same? And not only is it the same, are you willing, if it's different, to go in that direction? Is that conducive to where you want to be professionally?
Yep.
So, you know, what do you think about all that?
I think that's good. I think we should assess where we are, what we do, not only in our work, but in our life, too.
Okay.
And is the needle moving?
Oh.
Is it moving? But is it moving closer to where I need it to be?
Right, right.
Because there's nothing wrong with saying, I need to win this. I need to have a little more on my side. And there's nothing wrong with thinking like that. You're not being selfish.
Okay.
You're just caring for yourself.
Oh, you're not selfish. You're just caring for yourself. Did you just make that up?
It just flowed.
That was, we got to write that down.
This room has such vibe.
We need to write that down. You're not selfish. You're just caring for yourself. That's Dr. C. That's a Dr. C-ism.
Dr. C-ism,
that's
I
a
like
Dr.
it.
C-ism.
I like
By the way, I'm working on Dr. C's logo, too.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing it this weekend
over
the weekend.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm excited about
Dr. that. Dr. C-ism. Listen, I love that. Let's talk a little bit about what has gotten you into being who you are today. What, you know, most people, when they're young, they want to be superheroes, fireman, a doctor, a nurse, or something. Now, you're a doctor for real. Right?
For real.
So what made you say, that's what I want to do? What inspired you to go down that path?
I don't know. I think I've always been that kid. I'm from a big, beautiful family. And I've always said, I'm from a family of 12. I'm second to the youngest. And I was like that kid in my family.
Right.
And we always had entrepreneur type spirit. My dad had a business. And so we had a garden. We stayed in a small suburb. And we had acreage. We had land.
Mm.
And so I learned to eat off the land. We had corn and beans. Mm. I mean, literally, I could, if I wanted to, I could farm. But no, that's
she
not.
She said, that ain't what she's doing. That ain't what she's doing.
No. So just growing up, just being that person where my parents would always instill hard work into me and would talk to me. My mom would talk to me a lot. And then just growing up, I just said, well, you know, I want my own business. Went to college.
Right.
And then I decided after my children, I said, let me just get a PhD because it was one of the things that I inspired to do. I went to seminary because it was cheap. It was cheap. People think you had a call. It was the budget. We got to be real, right?
Yeah, give it up. Give it up for the budget. Give it up for the budget.
But I have to say this. Thank you. It turned into a call.
Okay.
It's a call. So we go for one reason. That's how I love about life. We can have all these plans, and we're right where he wants us to be.
Right. Come on, man. You know, sometimes you can think you're going through some adversity or you're going through some obstacles and barriers, and then you're sweating it, and then you realize you needed that.
I needed that.
You needed that. So when you could be where you are, sometimes the Most High said, this is my preaching moment. Hold on.
Okay.
Sometimes the Most High don't put you, somebody through something because they can't maintain that turbulence, right? They don't know how to handle that. But then they pick you to do it because you can handle it. You're a pilot through that type of turbulence, right? So then now you can be victorious in that space and say, hey, look what I've been through, because you went through it for onlookers. You know?
Absolutely. Amen, brother preacher.
That was my minute. I was listening them 6 years I was in church.
These are them 6 years.
Because
we all had that Moses.
Yeah.
You know, people are following us.
Yes, they are. And even when you're not even realizing that, but they are indeed following us.
Just check out social media. How many people are following us?
There's a million following you. I don't know if they're following me like that. I don't know. I just... throw this stuff out there. Dr. C is in the place. Let's talk about your event coming up again.
Oh, man. Thank you for allowing me to have this time. We are Certifying Life Coaches, and I'm excited. This is, I think, my third or fourth class.
Did I speak at one of them?
I was getting to that.
Okay.
You came in, and he talked about getting the contract.
Yes.
The sweet spot.
Yes.
And Ace was so cool at how he got the people to think. You're one of our top speakers, top requested speakers.
Thank you.
Now you're quite welcome.
Wow. Listen, she is teaching people to be life coaches. And talk to the people and tell them a little bit how, as a life coach, what you can do, what type of clients you can get, so forth.
You can get those that are needing accountability, those who may be stuck in life, those who are on that Ferris wheel, that gerbil wheel of life, and can't get off, or are afraid to get off, or afraid of what people are going to say if I get off. So we need, because a lot of these people that we are becoming life coaches, they have an entrepreneur spirit.
Okay.
And they love talking to people. They love helping people. Some of them are Christians as far as preachers.
Right,
and
speakers. Right.
And some of them are just like housewives, people that retirees who want a new start in life. You can become a life coach. That's one of the fastest growing careers.
Yes.
It can start off as passive income, but I know someone who made $10,000 in a month being a life coach.
How can you get clients? You know, so say I'm a life coach. How do I get clients?
Word of mouth and advertisement.
Yes.
There's videos. There's TikToks. There's reels. There's so many different ways now that you can advertise yourself. Talk about it. And people will recognize you and they will join because they like to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so visual now. That's a beautiful thing about the pandemic. Everything's online.
Yeah.
People want to know what's going on in your life. What you doing?
Right.
And how you doing it?
Uh-huh.
So that inquisitive, we're going to leverage that inquisitive and tell them,
right,
I'm a life coach. I can help you in your life.
And with that being said, man, you are always doing great things. Let's real quick, before we end, let's talk a little bit about something that you would like to just leave with the people. We got people listening every Sunday. All right, let's talk a little bit. What would you like to part with the people to something to remember, a jewel, a gem for them?
Man, if I could reach out, and I think Diana Ross said, touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place if you can, I would just tell them, take the time to, your work was reflect. Just take time to get to know who you are and what you want to do. Those could be the most valuable 10, 15 minutes of your life. And do not be afraid to act on what comes to your mind as far as wanting a new career, what a new life. What is that life? I mean, the book, what would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do if you weren't afraid? Imagine, use your imagination for good and create that life that you always want to live. And that's going to require you to walk away. You're going to have to say, I'm not saying you're not good. You're just not good for me. You're going to have that courage and that strength to walk away, say no. Right now, I need to figure it out for myself. That would be the best minutes you can gift yourself, is to be your authentic self.
To be your authentic self. Listen, Dr. C is in here. I'm full. If you listen to us, please let people know that if you've heard this, that this is available at BUPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcast. But if you did go to BUPodcasting.com, that's BEYOUPodcasting.com, you can go to our network page and you can scroll where you will find Dr. C. What's the name of your podcast we have here?
It's about American Woman.
What is it called? Your podcast? Oh my goodness. Listen, I'm going to throw her under the bus.
She
done got so much stuff, she forgot the name of the podcast. So listen, I'm going to do it right here real quick. So here you go. But, you know, she got a whole, what's the name? Tell them the name of your TV show once again.
Intentional Living is my TV show.
Okay.
Intentional Living on the Community Focus app. If you go to the Community Focus app or my Community Focus app, and you can download that, and Intentional Living is on there. We have studio and we have guests come in. Again, the guests that have purpose. And this is my, oh man. He pulled it up. He just saved me a better life.
It's called A Better Life. Listen, better this life. Podcast is for women who are looking for a new path in life or the business professional who feel like they are burnt out. Join us for a better workplace, work-life balance. Listen, she got a couple of these on here. We're trying to get her to continue to load up. If you like what you listen, let us know if you like her so we can continue to do what she have to do. You can check us out every Sunday morning here at BUPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcast. My name is Ace Epps on behalf of Captain McDaniel again, who's in Bali.
Bali.
We see you over there doing your thing. Enjoy your birthday. By the way, me and Miss Dr. C have twin birthdays.
Yes, we do.
October 11th.
1-1.
One for you. One for me. All right, we'll check you out. I appreciate you, Dr. C.
Thank you for allowing me to come on.
Yes.
I had fun.
Thank you.
Check out the BU Podcasting community at BUPodcasting.com.